It has to be the craziest auction seen in Melbourne for many years. One person paid $150 for sandwich plates worth only $17. Another paid $100 for a saw attachment, while a third paid an incredible $1,000 for a jigsaw attachment worth only $19.99. The high prices were paid by supporters of Caulfield hardware store owner Frank Penhelrick, whose goods were seized by police after he refused to pay fines totalling almost $4,000 incurred as a result of his Sunday trading. More than 100 people attended the auction, along with a handful of demonstrators supporting Sunday trading. Some of the people paying the high prices at the Caulfield police station were friends of Mr. Penhelrick, while others simply claimed to support his stand in being allowed to trade when he chooses.
Well, in a number of times, one can support people by talking, or other times you put your money where your mouth is.
Sunbeam!
For the seven police conducting the auction, it was a harrowing experience. Their driveway was constantly blocked by anxious bidders. They ran out of change, and then they were confronted by a man who wanted to pay $100 in 20-cent coins.
$100.
This has been a real fillip to what I believe is common sense, and that common sense is no interference between by the government between shopkeepers and customers.
Although the value of goods seized by the police was more than $5,000, Mr. Penhelrick this afternoon collected almost $2,000 worth. Police did not have to sell to pay the fines. Alan Russell, ABC News.
While it appeared to be business as usual in the Caulfield hardware shop today, Frank Penhelrick decided he could not spend another sleepless night worrying about his date with a prison sentence for failing to pay fines incurred for continued weekend trading. Surrounded by relatives and friends, and armed with a textbook on Victorian law and a large supply of coffee, Penhelrick had arranged for police to arrest him. With the media crowded round, the appointed time came and went, and with a quick call to the local police, he agreed to surrender himself at the nearby station when told of a staff shortage. It was a determined but weary man who allowed himself to be arrested.
No, I won't pay a cent.
While it seems certain the weekend trader will be spending Easter in jail, his supporters say they will not be giving up the fight. In fact, they'll begin a demonstration outside the gates of Pentridge tomorrow. In Melbourne, Lena Kneva reporting.
Beautiful freedom. I most certainly hope so. I've proved I can stand this place for 19 days. Next time I can take it for 19 weeks, 19 months, 19 years, or 190 years. There's nothing to be feared inside here apart from loss of freedom.